Great Scott. It's time for the Geek News with J. Stu and K. Stu.
News team, assemble!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's Geek News. It's me, J. Stu, and I'm here with the lovely K. Stu.
I am lovely.
And lots gone on in the last couple of weeks since we last did the news. And we need Kat to start because, sadly, she has some sad news to start the news off with.
Of course I have the sad news. Thanks. Actor Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. has passed away at the age of 95. In a career that spanned roughly 60 years, Zimbalist provided the voice of Alfred the Butler on several Batman animated series, the villain Doc Ock on the Spider-Man cartoon, and King Arthur on Legend of Prince Valiant. He had recurring roles on Maverick in the 1950s, Hotel in the 1980s, and Zorro in the 1990s. He also appeared with his daughter Stephanie on the series Remington Steele from 1982 to 1987.
Is it bad that I only know him from his voice work?
No, I only know him because he's Stephanie Zimbalist's dad, because I was a Remington Steele fan.
Like, he was a fantastic voice of Alfred on Batman the Animated Series, mm-hmm. and the, you know, the animated movies that came out after that, and I had no idea he was Doc Ock on the 90s Spider-Man cartoon either. So,
yeah.
95, though, that's, wow. So, I don't know, that's a long career. It said 50 years, 60 years?
Yeah. Yeah, just amazing.
I never watched Remington Steele, though. Did you watch that show?
I watched it religiously. And that's why I had the picture of Pierce Brosnan in my Trapper Keeper.
Do you remember him on the show?
I think I remember that. I think he might have even played her dad on the show.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't on, like, every episode, but I remember my mom made a big deal that it's really her dad. But I think he was playing her dad on the show, too.
Did you watch the show Hotel? They mentioned that, too.
I didn't, because that was past my bedtime.
I sort of remember that. It was sort of like Love Boat, but in a hotel, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I want to say James Brolin, but maybe I'm remembering that wrong.
I think you should say James Brolin.
Okay.
Pre Barbara Streisand years.
Pre Bailey.
Connie Selica.
Connie Selica, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, okay. Well, our thoughts go out to the family of Mr. Zimbalist, and we have all those Batman cartoons and all his great work to look back on.
Yes, we do. James Brolin, Connie Selica, and Nathan Cooke.
Okay. I think my parents watched it. That's why I remember
it. And Sherry Belafonte.
Right. I may have seen an episode or two. I don't remember anything about it.
There were 115 episodes of Hotel, by the way.
Get out of town. How many, like, does it say the years it was on?
1983 to 1988.
Wow. I thought it was like a one season, maybe two season.
No, no. Because I remember it went on. It was like a Love Boat thing, but also like a Dallas. Like, it was a soap opera thing going on, too.
Wow. Okay. You learn something new every day doing this show.
And he was on 9 episodes as Charles Cabot and Alexander Heath.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Well, on to some happier news. So, the cast of Star Wars Episode 7 has finally been revealed. A photo was put out featuring the cast about a week or so ago. And really not a well-kept secret, but returning the cast, we have Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Peter Mayhew, Anthony Daniels, and Kenny Baker. Kenny Baker is a shock, because I don't think he was in the prequels, but Anthony Daniels was.
I think Anthony Daniels is the only one who's been in all of them.
Yeah, because Peter Mayhew was in one of the prequels.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the clues were there when Peter Mayhew started canceling convention appearances because of filming.
Yeah.
What other role besides Chewbacca has he ever had? If you go to IMDb, there's probably 35 different Chewbacca credits.
Let's see.
But in addition to that, they announced some new cast members. Adam Driver, I guess he's from the show Girls. And Andy Serkis. I'm going to guess he's a CGI character in this movie. Because that's what he's best known for. And Max von Sydow, I know he's been in a lot of major movies. You and I would know him as Ming the Merciless from the Flash Gordon 1980 movie. And Brewmeister Smith from Strange Brew.
Now, back to Peter Mayhew, you're going to eat your words. Because he does have other credits.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Before or after Star Wars?
After Star Wars.
Okay.
He was in a movie called The Terror. He was the mechanic. He was in a TV show called Hazel. Not Hazel, the maid. This is H-A-Z-E-L-L. He was Giant.
Well, of course.
He was on The Muppet Show as Chewbacca.
Yes.
Dark Towers as the Tall Knight.
They probably have him listed for the MTV Movie Awards as Chewbacca.
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
We've got Star Wars. The Kenny Everett television show, various. Dragon Ball GT, A Hero's Legacy as Susha. Comic Book the Movie as Peter Mayhew.
Remember that, it's the Mark Hamill movie.
Late Show with David Letterman as Chewbacca / Top 10 List presenter.
I remember
in
that.
An episode in 2005. Yesterday Was a Lie, a movie in 2008. It was as the Dead Man. He was on an episode of Glee.
Was he?
As
oh.
Chewbacca.
On the one where they, the holiday one, the Christmas one?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in Killer Inc., a 2012 movie, as Uncle Clyde. He was also in the show Breaking In with Christian Slater as Peter Mayhew.
I don't remember.
And then his newest role, Star Wars Episode 7, 2015, as Chewbacca. So he actually has, on IMDb, 21 actor credits and 25 self credits.
Okay.
4 thanks credits and 6 archive footage.
I'm pretty sure he was a nurse before Star Wars.
Yes, he actually has a birthday coming up that's probably going to be mentioned later on. But he was working as a hospital attendant at the King's College Hospital in London when producer Charles H. Schneer saw his photo, literally standing above the crowd around him. He cast him as Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger in 1977.
Cool. So. Okay, well, I'll eat my words then.
And he is 7'3" tall, by the way.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's cool. So, absent from the returning cast was Billy Dee Williams as Lando Calrissian. But you know what? It's a new trilogy. He's got to show up somewhere in there, right?
I hope so. If he can get the time off of Glee, I guess.
It would be fitting. He wasn't in all the original trilogy. He didn't join till Empire.
Right.
So, and you just learned today that Dennis Lawson, who played Wedge, has refused to come back.
I saw it on the internet. I don't know how true it is, but I guess he was offered a role to come back as Wedge, and he declined. And then you made the comment, oh, what is Wedge doing? Why is he so busy? And he's actually filming. He's in a series for the BBC right now. I don't remember the name of it.
Well, good for you, Wedge.
Again, it was all on Facebook, so I don't know how true any of this is. Supposedly, he's not a fan of the Star Wars series and doesn't want to have anything to do with it type thing. But somebody commented like, well, that's weird to hear because he's so nice to his fans. And then I read, again, all on the internet, so not sure how much credit I can give this, but he tried to talk his nephew.
Ewan McGregor,
thank you, because I'm like, Ethan Hawke is not his name. Ewan McGregor, he tried to talk him out of taking the role of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Wow.
So.
He was probably one of the actors in the prequels that didn't overact and was awesome, too, Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, because he's an actual actor.
So, yeah, you've all probably seen the photo they put out there of the table read with J.J. Abrams. There's an R2 unit in the room. I felt like 10 years old again when I saw it. Mark Hamill looks like he's gotten back into shape. It was iffy there for a bit.
Yeah.
And Entertainment Weekly this week is reporting that Han Solo is going to be the co-lead of the film with 3 of the younger characters.
Cool.
They're also stating that the deals for the return of Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford were finalized before the sale to Disney was completed. That was about, I want to say, 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
So they've been sitting on this for 2 years.
Yep.
That's amazing. So I'm excited. It's coming out Christmas of 2015. I have faith in J.J. Abrams. He revitalized Star Trek. I think he's going to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. And our first Christmas Star Wars movie. They've always come out in May.
Yeah.
And I guess Lucas has nothing to do with this either. He doesn't even get a credit for the story. Well, the characters, obviously, but...
Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. We'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, I have faith, so...
Like, he's the man that brought us the whole franchise, so yeah. You gotta think good thing. He's also the man that brought us Jar Jar.
Yeah.
So...
Definitely.
And almost NSYNC. So.
Almost NSYNC.
Yikes.
Yikes. So, I think the rest of the news is... The big TV fall announcements, the cancellations,
but
the renewals. Well, tell the folks what you have. I think you've got some pretty big news here.
Yeah, so good news for fans of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ABC has picked up the series for a second season. In addition to that, because that wasn't enough, ABC has greenlit to series Marvel's Agent Carter, which will be set in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. universe and follow the 1946 adventures of the Hayley Atwell character from the Captain America movies. The Carter original short that appeared on the Iron Man 3 Blu-ray served as a pilot for the series, and I think it's one of your favorite shorts.
Oh, it's fantastic. She was great in the role. As excited I am for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to come back, that was more exciting to me, having her come out in her own series.
I said it before, I thought the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was like a one-shot. Like,
yeah.
Here's your one season. This is the story we had to tell. Spoiler alert, S.H.I.E.L.D. is kind of like falling apart. It's all Hydra, blah, blah, blah. So I thought that was just going to be the end of the series and then
yeah.
Back onto the movie. So the fact that it got picked up for a second season is really exciting me.
Well, yeah, because S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of fell apart in Captain America the Winter Soldier. The next obvious movie to talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. will be Avengers 2 next year, because they're not going to talk about them in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Maybe a little.
So
maybe
so
just to tie it in. Because it is the same universe.
Yeah.
So they'll probably drop a name here or there.
So, yeah,
John C. Reilly will mention having to,
yeah.
You know, oh, I can't call Fury on this.
Season 2 will probably directly lead into Avengers 2 then, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So that's exciting stuff, because we both didn't think they were getting a second season. The tie-in to Captain America, the last 5 or 6 episodes, I think saved it.
And that's why I thought it was the end of the story. It was kind of like what they wanted to tell with Captain America, but they were already at, you know, 2 hours. So let the TV show do its thing.
Yeah.
Pick up some residual people, maybe catching it on DVD now to see what's going on. But I honestly thought it was like a one-shot deal.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Here's your season. It's bridging the gaps in the stories that we wanted to tell. But now that it's going on, I'm even more excited. And
yeah.
Hale Coulson.
It's been awesome. And the Agent Carter, they're saying that the Howard Stark character is going to be in it, but they don't know if Dominic Cooper is coming back to play him.
Yeah.
And they're saying that maybe we'll see more of the Howling Commandos. I know you hate the guy, but Neil McDonough might be coming back to play Dumb Dumb Dugan.
I know. I'm not a fan, but...
Now, I think you had some more ABC news in there as well, right?
I did. It was more... Jay and Kath, ABC News, but they've renewed, ABC has renewed The Goldbergs and Once Upon a Time, and it was announced today that Once Upon a Time is getting a Frozen tie-in,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I saw that.
They've also renewed Modern Family. Modern Family came in, like, later than all the other announcements.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
They're not going to cancel
Are you serious? The show that wins every award in the world. They have canceled, however, Suburgatory, Super Fun Night, Trophy Wife, and The Neighbors. I am probably most sad about The Neighbors.
Yeah, it was a fun little show.
I love Suburgatory. I love Trophy Wife. I watched Super Fun Night just because I love Rebel Wilson. Here's the synopsis of the show. She's fat. Like, really, we don't need 22 episodes of, oh, poor Kimmy is fat. Like... whatever. But the Goldbergs, The Neighbors, I was like humming the theme song when I was making dinner tonight.
Yep.
I love that show so much. And I just think it's gotten funnier as it's gone on.
It has, actually.
I thought it was going to be more of a Third Rock from the Sun where they were hiding that they were aliens. The fact that they came out in the first episode to Marty and Debbie Weaver... that they were aliens. No, Marty and Debbie are keeping the secret, but it's not like, oh, the whole world doesn't know they're aliens. Like, Marty and Debbie and the family are, like, all in on it. So it just made it that much more appealing to me, and it just the fish out of water, and just
yeah.
The funny things they did. Like, they just had a Bollywood episode.
Yeah, they did.
So I'm going to be sad. it's going to be one of those, wow, maybe someone else will pick it up, like TBS or Netflix or something. Just because it made me laugh. So long live the Neighbors.
Yeah, I'm going to be sad about Suburgatory, but I have to admit, season three wasn't as good as the first two seasons. I didn't really... Well, they had cutbacks. Some of the cast members left the show.
I still like the show, but like you said, it wasn't as good as the first two seasons.
Yeah.
And Trophy Wife. Trophy was just freaking hilarious, but nobody watched it.
Yeah, we've been catching up on it lately, and it's funny. Like, I don't understand.
I love that youngest kid.
Yeah, Bert.
He's my favorite. I'm from China.
So, yeah, I guess, and before we even get to the other announcements, it seems like there's been more cancellations this year than any other year with all the networks. But I guess they got to do what they got to do.
Yeah.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you what's going on with NBC.
Okay.
So come on back after this.
All right.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, welcome back to this week's Geek News, and K-Stu and I are talking about some of the cancellations and some of the renewals for next season. And you had mentioned TBS a little bit before you were done your story. Word has it that Cougar Town is going to have one more season and then they're done.
Oh.
So, that's sad, I guess.
I guess.
All right, so over at NBC, sadly, in my opinion, we lost one of the greatest shows of all time this week. Community has been canceled after 5 seasons. So close to 6 seasons in a movie.
So close.
Not happening. But you heard that they're shopping around maybe Netflix or something like that?
Yeah, they're hoping for something else, so fingers crossed.
Such a well-done show. And come on, give them a break. They put them up against the Big Bang Theory. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, come on. Coming to get you.
So in addition to Community, NBC has also canceled Revolution, which I loved, and you kind of tried to get into in season one.
I did.
I'm sad that they're not going to get a proper series finale, because it was so good this year. And they've canceled Dracula as well, which I've heard good things from different people, including our good friend Ryan. They have ordered a series based on the DC Comics character Constantine, though. You might remember there was a movie with Keanu Reeves a few years back.
I do.
You didn't seem impressed with the trailer that we watched today.
I did not.
In fact, I think your words were, I guess this is a Jay show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be so fast on that, though. I might just watch the pilot because it looked weird.
It was more of a, I'm not going to watch this, so.
At least he's blonde and British like the guy in the comics, though.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
I'll give him that. So you're sad about Community, I assume?
I'm extremely sad about Community, but I'm holding out hope that it'll get picked up somewhere else. We got to get our 6 seasons in a movie, man.
I know, so close.
That is the prophecy as it is written, so.
I feel lucky, though, because we didn't think we'd even get a season 5 after last year.
Yeah.
So we got that. Parks and Rec is coming back for one season, which was surprising because it seemed to have a really good wrap-up, like, series finale.
It was, like, the perfect season finale. It should have been a series finale.
Yeah.
So, okay, they're coming back for another year.
They're coming back for their final season, and they're going. It jumped ahead 3 years in the finale, and they're going to keep it that way, I guess. So, I mean, I love the show. It's going to be good to see that again. All right. What do you have next?
Well, I have some CW news. They have greenlit 2 TV series based on DC comic properties. We have The Flash and iZombie. So I know I'm excited for The Flash series. I liked when they introduced him on Arrow.
Yeah, there's some.
I don't know anything about iZombie as a comic, so.
Never read. There'll probably be some heavy Arrow tie-ins with The Flash because they introduced some Star Lab guys a couple weeks ago on Arrow that are going to be regulars on The Flash. And word has it we should have our first trailer for it in about 4 days.
Okay, cool. Speaking of, they have renewed Arrow. Thank God. Amazing show.
Fantastic this year.
They've also renewed Reign, R-E-I-G-N, Mary Queen of Scots story. Mm-hmm. I liked it, what I've seen of it. I know I'm way far behind on it now, but I saw the first 8 episodes and loved it. They've also renewed Supernatural, and just insert your duh here.
For the kajillion season.
Yeah, and also The Vampire Diaries. They have canceled Nikita, which I know we enjoyed watching the first season.
Season one, then we got behind.
Yeah. And The Tomorrow People, we watched the first couple episodes of that. It was good.
Seemed decent.
No more. And they've also canceled The Carrie Diaries.
Oh.
The prequel to Sex and the City.
That's terrible.
Sorry about that. So, that's all I have for CW news.
All right. Well, over at CBS, that's Canada. Over at CBS, apparently Ashton Kutcher has made a deal with the devil because 2.5 Men has been renewed once again.
I don't understand.
It stopped being funny when Charlie left. We tried to watch it for a few episodes after that, right?
I tried.
We couldn't do it. And then by accident, I saw an episode like a year later, and it was still just as bad.
Let's just say Linda Carter was on, and I didn't bother to watch it.
That's right. That's right.
Linda Carter.
And Mike and Molly's back, too. I don't get it.
Spoiler, they're still fat.
That was like, the plot.
I couldn't watch it, because that was the joke.
Every episode.
It's like, okay, we get it. They're fat. Oh, fat people can be in love, too. Sweet. I don't know. And her sister liked to smoke weed.
Yeah. Hooray. So other renewals include Mom, which we've been enjoying.
I do enjoy Mom.
Hawaii Five-0, which I'm massively behind on. And The Millers, which we have to catch up on.
Oh,
that
I like
was
The
a
Millers.
Show.
Will Arnett.
So their cancellations include Intelligence, the Josh Holloway Not Chuck show.
Okay.
And the Robin Williams show, The Crazy Ones.
I thought that was doing okay.
I guess not.
Sorry, Sarah Michelle Gellar and Mork.
Yeah, Mork, I guess you won't be able to pay your alimony for your two wives now. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my. Well, I have some Fox news.
Do tell.
They have confirmed that Gotham has been picked up for a full season. Now, that's the story of young Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, and we...
And Inspector...
Gordon.
Gordon.
We watched the trailer this week, too. It looks like a really well-done crime drama.
Yeah. So, that should be interesting. They have canceled Almost Human and Dads, and they've renewed Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, New Girl, The Simpsons, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Hey, no news on Mindy Project?
Oh, Mindy Project, too. Sorry, I forgot.
Has also been renewed?
It's been renewed.
Phew, thank God!
So, the big draw of Sunday nights for the last, I want to say, decade on Fox has been Animation Domination.
Yeah.
Found out today that only some of their Sunday night lineup is animated now. American Dad's moving over to TBS, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine is going to be on Sunday nights now.
Maybe they'll animate it.
Yeah. But yeah, the Gotham show looks good, and I thought about it. There is now 7 comic book related shows that are going to be on next fall, which is amazing. And 5 of them are DC.
Who'd have thunk that?
Yeah, they're kicking ass on TV, not so much in the movies.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. And I'm hoping we're going to get more 24 after this miniseries is done, too, speaking of Fox.
Hello, Fox, are you listening?
Oh, and we should mention that they also announced the American version of Broadchurch is going to be on this fall as well, called Grace Point. Actually, and David Tennant's coming back for it, apparently with an American accent.
Oh, David Tennant.
And Anna Gunn from Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Mrs. Walter White.
Yeah, no, you watch the English version.
And of Broadchurch.
Of Broadchurch. I guess they're going to change the ending of it with a different killer, just so it's a little bit of a surprise for American audiences.
Yeah, and I was just telling you, I don't think the killer and the motive would have flown on American TV. I think there would have been some major backlash if they would have gone that way. So
I don't see why it was a big deal to have Tennant do an American accent, though. Like, you know? But what are you going to do? I'll check it out.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, while you pull up the box office, I'm going to... That's the news, by the way, in case you didn't know. While you pull up the box office, I'm going to run through some geek birthdays this week.
Okay.
So if you're celebrating a birthday with these famous geeks, congratulations.
And happy birthday.
And happy birthday from the We Got the Geek Gang. So celebrating a birthday Monday, May 12th. It's a big day here. Catherine Tate, who was Donna on Doctor Who. Not your favorite companion?
Donna Noble, not my favorite, but she was in one of my favorite episodes, oddly enough.
Okay.
The Adipose episode.
Okay. We also have Jason Biggs from American Pie. Is he on Orange is the New
Black? Orange is the New Black.
Okay, you used to have a little thing for him.
Maybe. No one ever says you're good and loser.
Oh, that's terrible. We also have Ving Rhames. I won't...
Mother.
Yeah, from Pulp Fiction. And I think he got killed on Mission Impossible 2, maybe?
His van blew up.
Van blew up. I don't remember if he was in it or not. We were asleep at that point.
True.
Also, happy birthday to Tron and Bring Him Back Alive star Bruce Boxleitner.
There you go.
And we were just talking about her show a couple minutes ago, Malin Ackerman, who went to school at my high school. Not at the same time, because I'm older than her, obviously. And she was in The Watchmen, too, so it's appropriate that we list her as geek-related. And Emily Van Camp from Revenge, and she was in Captain America 2 as well. On Tuesday, May the 13th, we have Darius Rucker.
Thank you.
From Hootie and the Blowfish.
He has no geek cred except that I love him.
He had some songs on Shallow Hal. Let's give him that.
Okay.
If we want to talk geek related.
That's not a geek that's show, reaching. But okay.
On Wednesday, May the 14th, it's George Lucas, creator of the Star Wars saga, and Indiana Jones, of course, Willow. We won't mention Howard the Duck, but he had a hand in that. On May the 15th, Nicholas Hammond, who was Peter Parker slash Spider-Man on the 1970s TV show, and he was Frederick in Sound of Music.
Yep.
Also an answer on our trivia night questions. On the 16th, it is Pierce Brosnan's birthday.
Remington
Steele. And you loved him as James Bond.
I did.
We got to get back into our Bond movies. We were just about to watch his third outing.
Yeah.
Also, Danny Trejo, Machete.
Machete.
Also, Tracy Gold from, not Benson, Growing Pains?
Growing Pains. Her sister was on Benson. Right. Missy Gold.
She'll be at the Niagara Falls Comic Con this year.
Yep.
And Yvonne Craig, who played Batgirl on the 60s Batman TV series.
And? The best geek of all.
The best geek of all. My daughter, Diana Rose Stewart. I love her so much. 9 years old, that kid's going to be.
Oh, God.
9 years old.
Yep.
On the 17th, we have Bill Paxton, who's currently on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You may know him as Chet, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, my God. He's been good on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though. I've never been a big Bill Paxton fan, but he's cool on that show. And Craig Ferguson from The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. Also the boss on The Drew Carey Show.
He was.
And should we mention the other thing? He was in a band with somebody, I think.
He's in a band with Peter Capaldi back in the day.
And I'm hoping he's leaving before the end of the year.
Yeah.
He's leaving the show. I'm hoping he gets an interview with Capaldi because he's a huge Doctor Who fan.
Yeah, and now one of his best friends is going to be Doctor Who. Yeah,
he was the guy hosting the panel at Comic-Con last year. Yeah. He's had Matt Smith on his show. So I'm hoping he gets an interview with him. I hope season 8 comes out in enough time for Ferguson to get that interview. And last but not least, on the 18th of May, happy birthday to one of my favorite comedians, Tina Fey.
Yeah.
I love her and everything she's in. That's all I got. That's this week's Geek Birthdays. K-Stu, why don't you hit us with this week's box office? And holy crap, I think there's a big surprise.
Yeah, at number 100 is the movie Cheap Thrills from 2013. It made $155 this week.
Now tell us what Cheap Thrills is all about, K-Stu.
A scheming couple put a struggling family man and his old friend through a series of increasingly twisted dares over the course of an evening at a local bar. It stars Pat Healy, Ethan Embry, Sarah Paxton, and David Koechner.
Really?
Yes.
Whammy?
Whammy.
Whammy and TV player?
Yes. I'm very excited. So congratulations on your $155 this week, guys. I'm proud of you.
Wow. It made as much as I do in a few hours at work.
There you go. All right. So, So number one this week kind of made me angry. But probably not for the same reason anybody else was angry.
Why are you angry?
Okay.
Tell us the movie and tell us why you're angry.
The movie, at number one, is Neighbors.
Seth Rogen.
Which is Seth Rogen and Zac Efron.
And we love Seth Rogen.
A couple with a newborn baby face unexpected difficulties after they're forced to live next to a frat house. Sounds hilarious. Want to see this movie. I love Seth Rogen. I actually like Zac Efron. He makes me laugh. Lisa Kudrow's in it. Like,
really?
I need to see this movie, Phoebe. Right? What made me angry is it was all over the news that Neighbors was doing great this weekend. You may remember back about 10 minutes ago when I did the news that ABC just canceled one of my favorite shows called The Neighbors. So I kept going, why are you canceling my show if it's doing so great? I told you, I'm probably angry for my own reason.
I'm not angry. I'm just very surprised.
So why are you surprised? Because it beat out the movie that came in at number two?
Yeah, I was thinking number two would have been the number one movie for at least another week or two.
Nope. So The Amazing Spider-Man 2 has fallen to the number two spot. Now, The Neighbors made $49 million, and Amazing Spider-Man 2 made $35.5 million.
Yeah, let's not feel too bad for it. It's made $450 million worldwide.
There you go.
So, and they've already greenlit a three.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And some a-hole on the bus last week ruined the one of the big spoilers. So, yeah.
At number three is The Other Woman, which I want to see. It's the Cameron Diaz movie.
Oh, you showed me the trailer. It looks funny.
I think it looks funny. Heaven is for Real in at number four. Captain America the Winter Soldier at number five. That's holding on.
Oh, yeah.
Rio 2 at number six. Mom's Night Out at number seven.
Never heard of it.
Why haven't you heard of this movie? Who is in this?
We've probably talked about it before. I'm drawing a blank.
Patty Heaton's in it.
Oh, I love her.
Trace Adkins, Sean Astin, and Sarah Drew. Mom's Night Out. What could go wrong? Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, debuted at number eight this week.
Oh, the Lea Michele cartoon.
Yep. Divergent in at number nine. And Brick Mansions at number ten.
Huh. You've already given us the number 100 movie.
Yeah.
Did you find out where Nymphomaniac 1 and 2 were on the list?
I was just looking for that.
We saw a real disturbing Lego depiction of the Nymphomaniac poster.
Yeah, these things don't need to happen ever in life.
You're just fascinated with those movies.
By the way, Frozen is at number 43. It's like still holding on.
And it's out on DVD.
I mean, 62,000 this week.
All right.
Looking for the Nymphomaniac. Nymphomaniac Volume 1 in at number 66 this week. It made $6,000. And Nymphomaniac Volume 2 tying at number 67, also with $6,000.
Is it best to watch them back to back, like Back to the Future?
You know, probably, because I tried doing that and I didn't finish number 2. And I can't go back and, like, watch it. Like, there's other stuff I need to watch. And I can't go back and watch that again.
Nice.
And I just got to the part where, like, in number two, she shows up at Willem Dafoe's door. I think it's Willem Dafoe. Oh, Willem Dafoe, sorry.
Dafoe is Heller on 24.
Yeah. So she just showed up at his door. And I'm like, oh, I need to watch this. And I got to go pick up my kid from school. And that was the end of that. So... So that's your box office for this week.
Awesome. All right, we'll be right back with a quick geek calendar, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Hey, K-Stu here from We Got the Geek. Not only am I your favorite podcaster, but I'm also your Scentsy independent consultant. Scentsy offers a safe, wickless alternative to scented candles. We sell ceramic warmers that use a low-wattage light bulb to warm our specially formulated wax cubes infused with fragrance. With over 80 scents available, I'm sure you'll find a few favorites. We also offer stuffed animals that have a scent pack included, broom sprays, travel tins for your car or locker, and our new Layers line of fragrance that lets you build a new fragrance wardrobe layer by layer, from your skin to your clothes. Contact me for a catalog, to smell some yummy samples, or to book a party. We're also hiring. Ask me about joining my team. Email me at kstu.wickless@me.com or on my website, kstu.sensi.ca.
All right, welcome back to this week's Geek News. J-Stu and K-Stu here, and K-Stu is about to give us this week's Geek Calendar.
So for Tuesday, May 13th, we have new on DVD and Blu-ray, Son of Batman. That's... You watched that, right?
I haven't seen it yet. Oh. It's one of the DC animated movies, and DC, great at animated features, great at TV shows, crap at movies.
True.
And Giancarlo Esposito is the voice of Ra's al Ghul in
this one. Nice. He is awesome. We also have Veronica Mars, the movie, out on DVD. Rookie Blue, season 4.
Yeah, season 5 is about to start. Can you believe it?
So excited.
I love that show.
Okay. Speaking of shows I love, Orange is the New Black, season 1, out on DVD. Oh, so good. And season 2 starting up in June on the Netflix.
I got some catching up to do.
And then a show we both mutually loved, Eastbound and Down, the complete 4th season.
And such an effed up final season.
So funny, though.
Yeah, real good. No, 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 no.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. on Wednesday, May 14th, we have new comic books coming out. We have the JSA Omnibus Hardcover Volume 1.
Featuring Jeff Johns' work.
Nice. JLA United Issue 1.
Also known as JLA Canada.
JLA Canada. Poutine jokes abound.
And a boot joke.
A boot. Superman Doomed Number 1. Afterlife with Archie finally coming out Number 5.
Finally.
And this is the end of the story arc?
End of the first story arc.
Okay.
As Joel explained it at Sketchbook Comics, it was originally supposed to be a mini-series.
Okay.
And then it got greenlit for a full-blown ongoing series. Yeah. So that's why they've been taking their time with the first few issues in the story.
Okay.
So hopefully now that they have number 5 in the can, we're going to get the rest of the series.
Oh, thank God. Amazing Spider-Man trade paperback. Trade paperback, Peter Parker, one and only. So that's what's out Wednesday. In theaters on Thursday, May 15th, we have Godzilla. Cricket.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to watch it, but the cast is interesting. Bryan Cranston. The good Olsen sister and Kick-Ass are boyfriend and girlfriend, and their brother and sister in the Avengers next year.
Awkward. But this Godzilla is a throwback to the real Godzilla, who's towering over the buildings, not the same size as the buildings as the past Godzilla was.
Yeah, can you believe that one's about 16 years old now?
No. and then Saturday, May 24th, so not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the Fun Expo's going on at the Welland Arena. We are so excited for this.
So good.
So good.
So we're going to be there, and let's run through the artists. We got John Ballmer, Christopher Yao, Mike Ruth, who's the artist of Niagara Falls Comic Con this year, and Leonard Kirk.
There you go.
And they are having Anthony Forrest there. He played a stormtrooper in Episode 4 of New Hope. And just announced today, Pat Mastroianni from Degrassi is going to be there as well. Did not know that guy was such a geek, like reading his bio and things like that.
He's a comic book fan, for sure. So
I'm hoping we get to talk to him, and even if I don't talk about Degrassi, I want to know what this guy likes in comic books.
Yeah.
So come on out and see Joey Jeremiah. By the way, it's free admission.
Nice.
And come and talk to us. We'll have our dice rolling game going. Lots of good stuff. So I know Dr. Steeble's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
and the Geek Girls, and come chat with Jace Wars. They're a fine organization that we love, and Rob D'Onofrio, who's running this event. So I can't wait. It's one of the shows I look forward to every year. It's such a good time every year. And come and talk to your favorite Scentsy ladies, Kath and Alex.
We will be there with our Scentsy as well.
And just come get your picture taken with a Star Wars character. There's the Stormtroopers will be running around and Darth Vader. So take it from me. It's a fun event, and I just love it to death.
It is one of my favorite events of the year. So I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Can't wait, too. Ryan's going to be with us taking the photos and helping with the interviews, and I'm psyched. And I guess we can mention this one as well. It's June 4th. Neil Adams is going to be appearing at Mostly Comics in St. Catharines.
Yep.
Quite the coup for them. Legendary artist Neil Adams, best known for working on Batman and Green Lantern, Green Arrow, the Superman Muhammad Ali, Treasury back in the day. Mostly Comics. He's going to be signing autographs, and I'm sure he'll have many cool stories to tell about his work over the last 30 or 40 years in comics.
Mm-hmm.
So good for Mostly. He's legendary, man.
For sure.
All right. That's all we got for you this week, so thanks for listening, and we'll be back to you next time with the Geek News. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.